When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Cricket Podcast for our pre-weekend, end of the week, whatever it is show where we're talking about the IPL. And we're going to make Max do a championship corner to keep abreast of the county championship a little later in the show too. We've got Royal Challengers Bangalore melting to the Mumbai Indians. And we've got Lucknow Super Giants with their first ever loss batting first in a game where they scored more than 155 runs. That's nuts. It's taken them nearly three seasons. Well, not nearly three seasons, nearly two and a half seasons to register that stat. And it's Delhi, the Capitals, who take them down. I'm Jack Hope. I'm joined by Ross Slegg. How are you doing, Ross?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. In my head, all I've got is the little inner chimp of mine going, IPL, IPL, IPL. And I don't know why, but I'm clearly pumped for a Friday night show.
Yeah. Max, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Enjoy it. So the pre-weekend show, the pre-kend, we could call it the pre-kend
yeah.
show.
Or Friday, as it's traditionally been known in hundreds of years. Before we get into the podcast, let me remind you that you need to be clicking the follow button, the like button, the subscribe button, leaving us comments, leaving us reviews, heading over to our Patreon, patreon.com/thecricketpod, giving us all of your money and going over to our two sponsors, Serious Cricket and Manscaped, to purchase your cricketing and ball shaving equipment. Max, what happened today in the cricket? Let's do today first.
Right. Yes, today. Delhi were playing again, and they were trying to win cricket because they've not been able to do that very much so far this year. And they were playing Lucknow, as you said, kings of batting first, scoring some runs and not losing. But after a fairly decent start for Lucknow, the return of Kuldeep Yadav, the man whose name is above us on YouTube. He ripped through the top order and left Lucknow in a pretty precarious position. But there was a bit of a rearguard action. Ayush Bhadoni scored 55 off 35 and had a bit of help from Arshad Khan at the end, which meant that with a little bit of thanks to Delhi's dropping of the ball in the field, Lucknow managed to post 167. It was an okay total, and given how bad Delhi have been at chasing, they lost the last five, six in a row chasing. You thought maybe Lucknow had a pretty good chance. But the new guy, Jake Fraser-McGurk, came in and he bashed it everywhere. Rishabh Pant also bashed it everywhere, and they did it really, really easily. Delhi looked quite good with the bat. They were quite good with the ball in the middle period, and they looked competent, and it was really weird. But, you know, a really good win for Delhi, and they now leave RCB rock bottom of the table all on their own, which, Ross, I'm sure you're delighted about.
Yeah, it's just as good as predicting the winner, isn't it? Predicting who finished bottom is just as satisfying who finished last.
I'd probably agree with that. I'd say overall, if anything, it actually shows you know more about cricket because you know all about the rubbish players as well as the good ones. Anybody can tell you that Rajasthan Royals were quite good. telling you that the team with Virat Kohli in is going to finish bottom of the table with Glenn Maxwell, that's a real expert. So well done, Ross. Another thing from this game, it's always good when we get a new toy, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, we've seen this a few times in the IPL already. Mayank Yadav coming through. Nitish Reddy the other night. Mm. And here we've got an Australian new toy.
Mm.
The old toy, Glenn Maxwell, he's rubbish now. Dave Warner, 8 off 9. He's trash. Fraser McGurk, though, 55 off 35, 5 sixes. He can't really play any cricket shots. He's like Sunil Narine, but a bit better. And that's not a slight. That's just like I'm describing like literally what he looks like, but and flip round the other way. Obviously, he's right-handed. Pretty good, Ross, this McGurk character, Fraser McGurk.
I'm going to call him Fraser McGood. That's what I'm going to call him from now on, because it was exciting. And again, it shows what the hell have Delhi been doing throughout this IPL? Like, they literally picked him up pretty much at the start, right? They replaced Ngidi. And it's just frustrating for Delhi fans where they've got a bit of a gun just sitting on the bench. And the makeup of their side looks nice. It was surprising to see Shai Hope in the side, but, you know, why not? His 11 off 10 balls was always nice to see. And you always win games of cricket when you've got a West Indian in your team. But I thought it was a really well-put-together performance from Delhi. And he just can tell how important actually having some bowlers is to to a T20 side. Kuldeep Yadav being back, I think, was massive. And I think having a bit of balance that was provided by Mukesh Kumar, even though he didn't do particularly well, was a bit more helpful than what they have been putting out in the previous games. So it's nice to see a team kind of rocket into ninth place or eighth place.
Max, what did you make of Delhi? I think Ross is right. They looked pretty competent. They looked efficient. Kuldeep was back. Anrik Nokia, after multiple absolute flayings, dropped from the team.
Yeah.
Is this, are Delhi going to make the charge? Are they the new Mumbai Indians? Are they the team that everyone will be looking over their shoulder at?
Well, it's a bit odd, Delhi, because they four overseas slots, right? And they played four overseas batters. And there's probably two reasons you'd do that. One is that you've got absolutely elite local bowlers, so you don't necessarily need to play any overseas bowlers. Kuldeep Yadav, definitely elite. Khalil Ahmed, Mukesh Kumar, and a 400-year-old Ishant Sharma, probably not elite.
Middling.
So, you know, I'm not sure about that. The other one, I suppose, is that you literally have the four best batters in the entire world, and you can't not play them. David Warner is also about 400 years old. Jake Fraser-McGurk, yeah, right. Got the fastest ever list A century, but never played in the IPL before. Tristan Stubbs looks very talented, but, you know,
having a great season. Tristan Stubbs, great season.
Yeah, I mean, but again, like, young, not necessarily completely proven. And then Shai Hope is also there for some bizarre reason. So it's
mascot.
It's odd. Like, it shouldn't really work. And it is just like it's a one off game, and it has worked. But, you know, there's potentially something to work with. Like, Kuldeep Yadav being back is massive for them. You know, it gives them so much more potency in the middle overs that they really didn't have prior to that. You know, Axar's a good bowler, but he's not gonna take wickets and win you games in the same way that someone like Kuldeep Yadav can do. So, you know, that's big for them. And yeah, I mean, the batting works. Like, it was exciting. That was the thing. Like, they've got some players in there where you think, you know, pretty sure Fraser-McGurk and Rishabh Pant and Tristan Stubbs. I mean, there's proper fireworks in that order. So they could be fun. Like, if it goes well, they could be fun. David Warner obviously took a blow on the hand today and was icing it afterwards. He looked pretty sore, so that might be him
was
out
it
for
the same
a bit.
Hand he punched Joe Root with. Do we know?
quite possibly. I think it was his left. So, yeah, I assume he's a southpaw.
Max, I like what you're saying about this. I like that it's a bit confusing. Delhi have got a bit weird. They did it in the first game as well. Shai Hope being in the team makes no sense to me whatsoever. They're literally a domestic talent could be there. They've got a couple of bowlers. Like, Jai Richardson could have played. Lizard Williams, they've picked up as a replacement, could have had a go here. They're close to getting it right. But I'm just not convinced by Shai Hope being the side. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think Max is saying that Delhi are good. I don't think that's the discussion. I think Max is saying that Delhi previously were completely useless and not worth watching. And now, in theory, Jake Fraser-McGurk could hit loads of runs and that would be fun. Yeah. And Rishabh Pant has looked better.
I opened up by saying there is two reasons to play four overseas batters and Delhi have neither of them. So, like, the point is they're still very broken, but there's something in there that, like, could be a bit of fun. Like, I don't think it's going to be long-term successful, but it was good. It was enjoyable to watch. And, you know, Jake Fraser-McGurk could follow this up with five scores of four.
And that would be fun too. That would be fun too. We'd be there for that.
As it's going to be known, the Devdutt Padukal.
The Devdutt Padukal. Jake Fraser-McFraud. That's what we start calling him. It is good to see Pant back in action as well. I mean, like, earlier in the season, he looked not that good. Looked like a man who hadn't played any serious cricket for, you know, best part of 18 months. And in this game and in the last game and in the game before that, he's looked I think, better and better. And I know he has higher scores than what he achieved today, but I thought he looked excellent. I think he's, like, we don't know what the thought process of the Indian selectors is, and you're a fool if you try and figure that out. We don't know whether Rishabh Pant was figuring in their T20 World Cup plans or whether they wanted to have a look at him. But if they are having a look at him, Max, they should be liking what they're seeing, shouldn't they? Like, this is a left-handed hitter who can bat in the middle order and be your wicketkeeper. This is what India are crying out for. This is the real deal, Rishabh Pant. This isn't injured Rishabh Pant. It's not, you know, yeah, Johnny Bairstow downgrade. This is good.
It's ideal. And I think we were, you know, the pace that this has come is really encouraging and surprising as well, because I mean, it was a week out from the tournament that we were in a position where Delhi was saying, yeah, he'll start the first half of the tournament as a batter, and then maybe he'll keep in the second half. You know, I mean, only a month before that, we weren't sure whether he was going to actually start the tournament. Then he was keeping in the first game. So like the recovery's been amazing. He looked pretty decent in the first game behind the stump. Second game went a bit, didn't go so well, but the batting looked there. And yeah, now you can really see like there's the proper Pant shots are there. And you're absolutely right in terms of, you know, India. I mean, I've sort of been playing around with like what India, I mean, there's an embarrassment of riches of like who India could pick in terms of their like batting order. Who they will pick will be probably very, very different from that. But one of the things that stands out is left-handers. Like, you've got Jaiswal at the top, but aside from that, like, you've got pretty much just a run of right-handers, so until you get down to maybe Jadeja. So stick Pant in.
Ross.
And looks good.
I want to say Ross, something that I rarely say on this podcast, and Max, KL Rahul batted well today.
I was going to say this about the LSG. You've moved us on well. He did bat well, didn't he, Ross? Yeah.
Yeah, like, normally, and you've seen a bit of a change in the last couple of games. Like, his strike rate is actually over 100, which is quite staggering. But here, like, he was actually leading from the front and didn't kind of back down. Devdutt Padukal is, well, God, the poor guy. He is on a run of form, which you do not want to be in right now. But yeah, it's unfortunate for them that their best player in Nicholas Puran got out first ball, but it just kind of shows how good kind of Kuldeep Yadav is, right, at the end of the day.
he might as well have been playing that blindfolded, that ball.
But King Legend can walk away from that with his head held high. The team might have lost, and he might be sitting there going, do you know what, actually, I shouldn't have batted like that. But actually, you're going to win more games of cricket batting like that with your other teammates actually contribute to it, rather than actually sitting there getting kind of 60 off 45, 50 balls.
Do you think it's the kind of situation that he'll use and be like, see, I told you, if I just knuckle down.
I definitely think it would be. It would definitely be that confirmation bias, definitely. But we'll give him credit where it's due, and good Dhoni, like, fair play to him. Like, he's the last couple of games has stood up in some difficult circumstances. Arshad Khan, not quite the lower order hitter they'd required, in that kind of situation.
He was batting nine, to be fair to him. Yeah, I think you're doing pretty well if you're batting a nine and you get 20 off 16 balls.
All right. Game to be forgotten for the guy.
I think it's harsh to point at the guy batting nine who actually helps him get to a decent score and be like,
I'm not blaming you.
He could have done better.
That's not what I said, is it? That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
But I would have seen Naveen bat, did we? Come on. Let's be serious here. Like, I don't think there's much more to say from this game. And obviously, it's a bit of a shock result. Lucknow losing at home, batting first, putting a decent score on the board. But yeah, and they fell into the Delhi vortex a little bit, and Kuldeep, as you said, Max, did bowl really well at exactly the right time to bowl really well as well. You know, it's all well and good doing your good bowling to the dross, but doing it, getting out the guy on 39 of 22, the best player in the team for a Golden Duck, and Stoinis, who's been having a quietly good season, is that's good from Kuldeep. Were you sad, Max? Final thing: were you sad to lose your bet?
Because I won the Ravi Bishnoi side of the bet. That was fine. Yeah. For the people who are wondering what on earth we're talking about, I was having a look at the odds for bowlers to take the most wickets on each side, and basically everyone was 4-1. So I put 50p on Khalil Ahmed and 50p on Ravi Bishnoi for a laugh.
Well, watch out.
You know, Khalil Ahmed would have had it if Prithvi Shaw could catch. So,
or Khalil Ahmed could catch.
Or Khalil Ahmed could catch, yeah. Could have been a really good day for my bank account. £4.
We need to take a break and then we're going to come back. We've got RCB from Mumbai. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cricket Podcast for part two, where we'll be talking about Mumbai Indians and the Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Before we get into that, just a reminder, our show today is sponsored by Sirius Cricket and Manscaped. We've got two sponsors. If you want to get some cricket equipment, what you need to do is go to the show notes right now, click the link to head over to Sirius Cricket and help yourself get as much gear as you can. There's still enough time to restock on whatever you need before the English cricket season starts. So do that. At Manscaped, use the code CRICKETPOD for 20% off plus free shipping. So, as a reminder, head over to manscaped.com to do that. Yesterday, I'm going to summarise this game. What happened was RCB batted first, and we all knew how RCB would bat, and they batted exactly like that, and they got up to a score that looked kind of okay, and then you remembered it was at the Wankhede Stadium, and they got steamrolled. Jasprit Bumrah took 5 for 21. That's best figures for the season locked up, I reckon, for the Big J, which nobody calls him, but I'm going to start calling him Big J.
Man.
And Suryakumar Yadav is back in action. He got golden duck last time out, or the second ball duck, I can't remember. He didn't get many runs. This time, 52 off 19 to remind everyone how flipping good he is. Ross, Royal Challengers Bangalore, Bengaluru, they had one chance, really, didn't they, to maybe get themselves back into this IPL, and they didn't, did they? They got steamrolled. Mumbai are good.
Yeah, but they're just absolutely awful, aren't they, Royal Challengers Bengaluru? They're just, the makeup of their team is all over the place. Glenn Maxwell was having kind of his worst season for, what, was it 3 years since he played for Punjab Kings and couldn't buy a run in that one as well? it was unfortunate. Virat Kohli, for the first time failing, I'm sure he can't be blamed in this space, but it's just a bit of a dumpster fire, this team. Like, they could have some of the best batsmen in the world, but their bowlers are just so, so bad that it's pointless. And what was good to see around Mumbai Indians was just how unsurprisingly strong they got to be. Because Jasprit Bumrah is an absolute cheat code, isn't he, ultimately? But the makeup of their bowling is looking a little bit more put together. They're actually putting 11 grown-ups on the pitch, and all with a bit of a game plan. And they are, they've just been bolstered by Sky coming back in, right? And he is just as much of a cheat code as Bumrah is, right? And having those two in any lineup is going to make you stronger. So I'd be very wary if you're coming up against Mumbai in the next kind of few games.
Yeah, they are starting to look a bit better as well. Hardik Pandya bowled an over too, which is a promising sign for the Mumbai Indians. I mean, I think we have to make an assumption that with the World Cup coming up, that his workload is being managed somewhat. Because he doesn't seem to be injured. Like, he seems to be fine, basically, but obviously not bowling very much. I suspect as we head towards some more crunch games, we'll see a little bit more Hardik. And then he eats into the overs that, like, Akash Madwell had to bowl in this one, where he clearly wasn't having a good day out.
We saw Shreyas Gopal come back in, which is great to see. Donut boy Piyush Chawla was dropped after.
Do you reckon we'll ever see him in the IPL again?
What, Piyush Chawla?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He will. Like this, I just think
pick him up at the Mega he's
a month younger than Kohli, do you know? Older than Kohli, do you know? But Shreyas Gopal coming in was great. Like, the Mumbai merry-go-round of just old random spinners just coming into the side is great. A decent performance. And the 5 wickets for Bumrah registers him as, what, top of the pops in terms of the purple cap running at the moment with Yuzi Chahal. He's got the best bowling figures as well after taking over from Yash Thakur.
Economy rate as well.
It's looking good for my fantasy team on that front, Max, if I'm perfectly honest. But we'll see.
My fantasy team's fallen to pieces. So I had Cameron Green in mind. He's been dropped. Will Jacks came in, hit 2 boundaries and was out. And RCB will never see him play for them again. Next year, Lucknow Super Giants plays every game, gets 700 runs, I reckon. that's the sort of thing that happens to RCB players. On the topic of fantasy, Deepak Hooda, he got a run out today, no boundaries, so that's no points for me. And Rahul Tripathi, Not one of the featured players on today's show, and not really one of the featured players for Sunrisers Hyderabad either. So,
yeah.
It's not great as far as I'm concerned. Max, is there anything from this game that you would like to pick up on? There were you know, bits of good cricket from RCB.
Yeah, I mean, Rajat Pattadas had a bit of a tough time of it, but he looked decent. And Dinesh Kartik, I think, as well. It's probably worth highlighting him, given that he said it's his last IPL. And he's had a really, really good year so far, like pretty much salvaging points and totals for RCB a few times already this season. He had a bit of a tough time last year, and he's come back and shown that he's still got a bit about him. But I think, like you said, with the way the RCB innings went, when Pattadar and Dinesh Kartik are scoring 50s at basically 200 strike rates, and you've got yourself up to 196, you can only be scared of what's about to happen to your bowling that your own captain has basically out said in the press is shit and too shit to win any games of cricket. Like, when that's what you're working with, and you've got a bowler, Ishan Kishan, Rohit Sharma, Surya Kumar Yadav, Hardik Pandya, Telak Varma, and you haven't even got to Tim David, then you're scared. And you should be, because it was a real clinic from.
They have 27 balls left.
Well, their run rate is looking a bit better now, isn't it? It's quite almost back at zero.
I think they'd have chased 270.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not unironically, they're 3 wickets down, 27 balls to go. Hardik on 21 off 6, and Tilak Varma on 16 off 10. They're both set. You still got Tim David and Mohammed Nabi and Romario the Slayer Shepherd to come. Like, they'd have got 270 if they needed to. This is an absolute curb stomping. This is one of the most brutal defeats we'll see in the IPL this year. Like, because of the high scores, it looks like a much more even contest than it was. This was an annihilation for RCB. I mean, they've lost this by absolutely miles. They didn't compete with the ball whatsoever. I mean, they've got one bowler with an economy rate under 11. And he's only squeaking him by 0.33 runs. Like, it's...
I like the name. You did write the Romario the Slayer Shepherds. It's a very sexy nickname, that. I'd like to be referred to as that. That is good.
Yeah, Ross the Slayer Leg.
It doesn't work for me.
Max Slayer Roe Brown.
If we look at the table, Mumbai are now into seventh with 2 and 3. Yes. And if they win their game in hand, they kind of go up into the mixer over Gujarat Titans. And obviously, you've got CSK, LSG and Sunrisers all in the mixer. Delhi obviously fighting back, but RCB, 5 losses, 1 win, rooted to the bottom of the table with 4 losses on the bounce. Mid-season captaincy change, anyone?
No, because he got run. So he got 60 or 40, so Faf is safe probably for the rest of the year now.
But he did come out and hang his entire bowling unit out to dry. That's not...
Well, they are terrible.
They are. You don't go into the press and literally say, "So Faf, what do you reckon the problem is?" Well, all our bowling is terrible, so
if we don't want to play for them anymore,
we're not going to win a game of cricket. Like, what?
Well, if you didn't want to play for them anymore, it's a good way to check out, isn't it?
That's
to be
true.
Like, this whole franchise is crap. And then you can go and play for... you know, somebody else. I mean, like, why would you want a captain RCB? Honestly, like, they're nobody knows who's in charge of this operation. Nobody is any good. As they pointed out, their best player, Glenn Maxwell, is, you know, they need to throw him off the back of another golf cart, see if they can restart him or something. Like, he's
just another blow to the head. That'd be useful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what they need to do. Switch him on and off. I don't condone head injuries, but it is a problem for RCB that everything about them is you know, donkey brains, basically. They're a hell of a lot of fun, though, aren't they? I mean, like, the IPL overall would be a way
worse without them.
Way worse product without RCB.
Yep.
Like, it's like the Premier League. You can love or hate Manchester United, and you can point out all the nuts things that they do, but the Premier League would ultimately be worse if they weren't in it. And that's what we're seeing here.
Funny if they got relegated, though. Anyway.
We've got... I've made a table of justice using maths, using a Pythagorean formula, using run rates. And Mumbai Indians, Ross, you were talking about them moving up the table. They're doing quite well on that indicator as well now. So I think, you know, I think they're heading in the right direction. I think Mumbai I was quite close to writing them off. I think I said they had about a 30% chance of qualification when they were 0-3, and now they're probably, you know, at least 50-50, bearing in mind the talent that they've got. And if they win the next one, then they basically got, what, like an 8-game season where they need to win 5 matches, and you're probably going to back Mumbai to do that 9 out of 10 times. So it was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? The Project Hardik being a disaster, but... Yeah, we'll always have RCB boys. Max, Championship Corner. Let's wrap up this podcast.
Yeah, well, the big news, obviously, in the County Championship is that they're using the Kookaburra ball again.
Can I interject immediately?
Yep.
Alex Stewart said last week that this was the worst decision in the history of cricket.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how could that be? Does he know anything about cricket? Does he know? I don't even
worse
think
than, worse than decision. Alan Stanford. I think they should send the entire ECP to prison.
It might not even have been the worst decision in the last week in cricket.
Maybe not, Jack. Maybe not. But the
anyway,
result
back to Championship Corner.
Yeah, the result of England, the result of them using the Kookaburra ball in the County Championship this week is one that kind of suggests England are going to struggle to take any wickets when they go to Australia, because runs is the result. The highlight being Warwickshire, 490 for one. Against Durham, that's. I mean, we have to remember as well. Like it's
that's
April in the UK. Mm. It's spring and it hasn't stopped raining for about 6 months. You should not be able to score any runs on any pitch anywhere. And people are just making hay. I mean, Sam Northeast scored 335 last week, which is, you know, record score in English first-class cricket, overtaking the 333.
At Lords. At Lords. Brian Lara got 501.
Yes, sorry, at Lords. And it's just carried on, basically. Everyone scored loads of runs, and it's kind of sucks.
I don't know if it does suck. I actually quite like it. I know Dan was on last week and we talked about the Kookaburra ball and he wasn't happy. I quite like that they're changing things up a little bit, and it means people have to do things differently. And somebody who has done things differently is a guy called Cameron Steele playing for Surrey. Somerset today, if people don't know, they were at one stage, Ross, you'll love this, 196 for one. And then at another stage were 216 for 8. They added 20 runs for the full
league. Gus Atkinson got involved in that as well, to be fair. 3 wickets for Gus Atkinson.
A mix of a bit of gas and leg spin, nice.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Cameron Steele did the work last week as well at Lancashire.
Took a
fiver. None of the games finished really the day last week because it rained, because it's April. But he got a fiver last week as well. So, it does bring spin into it a bit more. So you can see the reason for it, but... It just feels like the whole doing a couple now and then doing a couple later on, it kind of feels a bit, I don't know, bits and pieces in terms of a strategy. But I get your point about trying to do something different. But
cool.
Yeah.
Right. That's Championship Corner. I will say, Max, Ross is 1-0 up on Championship Corners this year. Ross smashed it out the court, and he didn't even know Championship Corner was a thing.
No, neither did I.
I said, that's Championship Corner. Well, look, now you both know that someone's going to have to do Championship Corner. So we'll see how this battle develops. If it's anything like the quiz, Max, I expect you to come back over the course of perhaps 4 or 5 years. That's it for the Cricket Podcast on this episode. A reminder once more, we're sponsored by Serious Cricket and Manscaped. You can head to the show notes for more details about that. We will be back on Sunday evening with a wrap-up of the next 3 matches. We haven't got time to preview them.
Yeah, Rajasthan Royals versus Punjab Kings. Yeah. Rajasthan are going to win. Lucknow versus KKR. KKR are going to win. And then it's El Clasico. Mumbai Indians versus CSK.
Yes.
We'll find out.
So that'll be good. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, everyone. And see you on
Sunday.
Thank
you for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.